Jacek Hemelewski is with the Poland-based group Biomass Solution. The group is developing what Hemelewski calls an advanced fuel ethanol plant. He says the facility differs from the traditional corn ethanol production method, but at the same time is not a full cellulosic ethanol facility.
It's going to primarily use waste from sugar beets and potato production or french fry production and a little bit of pasta production as well from local businesses here.
Hemelewski says the plant will be able to produce 16.5 million gallons of ethanol while creating a minimal carbon footprint. He says while corn ethanol requires a lot of water to create the final product, this is not the case with the D3 style fuel.
Unlike corn, that's mostly dry, our feedstock is mostly water. So we actually have a surplus of water. And that surplus, through the production process, it's still rich in biological activity, and we recover energy in a form of biogas and then use that energy back in the process. So that contributes to our low carbon footprint and intensity of the process. So you can think of it as similar to corn ethanol, but we're almost exactly opposite. We have about 75% water, whereas corn ethanol is 85% dry, only 15% water coming in.
Hemelewski says about 150 jobs will be created in the construction phase of the project. When complete, the Red River Biorefinery will have 25 around-the-clock staff and another 20 to 25 staff members being required for delivery of feedstock. Hemelewski says Biomass Solutions is modeling the Grand Forks operation after a similar plant in Poland. He says that operation has been running successfully for the past 6 years. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.